Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel, and we are four lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, the two dots. Be'elu Nishalim Be'urim V'tumim. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Mishaba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Eliyoza ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Sara bas Patya, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, Aryeh Eliezer ben Malka, Yaakov Philo ben Chayes Sara, and Baruch Bendit ben Devorah Hinda. Today's daf is being learned as a schos v'yecheskel Shragib ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned to Eloi Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chayim Toivim Reb Moshe Chayim. So the Mishnah on Daf Ayim Aleph Amid Beis mentioned the idea that we all know, and that is a Koyein that did the Avodah had to wear four begadim: ksoynes, michnasayim, mitznefes, and avnet. The Kohen Gadol, when he did the avodah, he wore shmoyne begadim, the four begadim that every Kohen Hedyot wore. In addition to that, he wore the choshen, the ephod, the me'il, and the tzitz. The one discussion that came up several times in Masechtas Yuma was the avnet of the Kohen Gadol. Was it the same as the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot, or was it not? Meaning, four of the Shmoyne Begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore were the same as the four Begadim that the Kohen Hedyot wore. The Kohen Gadol wore a Ksoynes like the Kohen Hedyot, a Michnasayim like the Kohen Hedyot, a Mitznefes like the Kohen Hedyot, and an Avnet like the Kohen Hedyot. The question that the Tanan debated was the Avnet. Was it the same or was it not the same? And the significance is the Kohen Gadol's Avnet, the Torah says, was made of Shatnez. It had Tcheles Argaman and Toilashani, which are wool. In addition to that, there was Shesh, which is linen. Wool and linen mixed together, Mashsar, is shatness. The Kohen Hedyot's Avnet is a Shiloh, whether it was shatness, was it not shatness, implications, whether the Kohen Hedyot was able to wear his Avnet, Shaloi B'Shas Avodah. But regardless, basic halacha, it's a Mishnah, tucked away at the very end of the 7th parak of Masechtas Yuma, the Kohen Hedyot wore Dalet Begadim, and the Kohen Gadol wore Shmoyne Begadim. We've mentioned in the past that ordinarily we're trained to think that if you walked into the Beis HaMikdash and you saw the Kohanim coming and going, so there would be many Kohanim wearing Dalet Begadim. And if you were Zoicha to see the Kohen Gadol, you would see one Kohen that was wearing Shmoyne Begadim. But the truth is, that's a little bit of a misnomer, because it was very, very yitochen that there was more than one Kohen that was wearing the Shmoyne Begadim. And that's based on the halacha that once somebody was a Kohen Gadol, even for one day, he remained a Kohen Gadol, la'olam va'ed, to a certain degree, and that every time he did the Avodah, he wore Shmoyne Begadim. It's what's known in the vernacular as a Kohen She'avar, a Kohen Emeritus, a Kohen Gadol that was Kohen Gadol even for a moment. But right now, even if he's not the acting Kohen Gadol anymore, but Mailan Bekoidish Ve'e Mayridin, once he wore Shmoyne Begadim, he's always going to wear Shmoyne Begadim. So it was possible you would see many Kohanim that were wearing Shmoyne Begadim. Today's daf is going to begin with a Chiddush that Rav Dimi reported back from Eretz Yisrael when he came to Bavel about another Kohen that also wore the Shmoyne Begadim. Zok to Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came and married to Israel to Bavel, Amari said the following: Begadim Shekoyin Gadol Meshamesh Behen, the Begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore when he did the Avodah, in other words, the Shmoyne Begadim, Meshuach Milchama Meshamesh Behen. The Meshuach Milchama, the Kohen whose job it was to lead the Jews out into war, he also wore those same Shmoyne Begadim. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ubigdei HaKodesh Asher L'Aharon Yiyu Levonav Acharav, and we learn from there, from the word acharav, lemisha ba bigdula acharav, meaning the pasuk is describing the Shmoyne Begadim, uvigdei hakodesh asher leaharon, and it says they should also be levonov, and then acharav. Acharav is mashma the kohen who follows the Kohen Gadol in kedusha. And that is referring to the Meshuach Melchama. In other words, Rav Dimi came and he said a chiddush that not only did the Kohen Gadol wear the Shmoyne Begadim, but the Meshuach Melchama also wore the Shmoyne Begadim. Now, the truth is, the Meshuach Melchama requires its own introduction, which we don't have time to do today. But for our purposes, there was a Kohen whose job it was, in addition to doing the Avodah like any other Kohen, to lead the Yidden out into war. So the Yidden weren't just led to war with a chief of staff and with a general, that also. But in addition to that, there was a Kohen who came, Dafka Mizera Levi, he came from Aharon HaKohen, and his job was to lead the Yidden both from a motivational perspective and from a spiritual perspective when they went out to fight. And that Kohen, job, because of the fact that he was a Mashiach Mechama, it separated him from the rest of the rank and file. So much so, just like we know the Kohen Gadol is separate in terms of his Kedushas Kohuna, the Mashiach Mechama was separate as well. In fact, there's a Lashon HaRambam in Hilchot Klei HaMikdash where the Rambam describes different Madregos of Kohanim, and he comes out at the end, Nimtzu HaKohanim Tomid Shmoyna Mailoi Zula Mailoi Mizu. There are eight Mailois, eight Madregos in Kohen. So we're familiar with the Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyet, Masechtas Yuma, we learn a lot about the Skan Kohen Gadol, but there was also the head of the Mishmar, there was the Rosh Beis Av that was mentioned several times in Masechtas Yuma, and one of the Mailois in Kohuna was Mashiach Mechamen. If you go through the Rambam says, the highest Milo was the Kohen Gadol. After that, a Kohen Gadol Sha'avar, meaning somebody that was once a Kohen Gadol, even though right now he's not the acting Kohen Gadol anymore. And after that was the Mashiach Melchama. In other words, after Kohen Gadol comes Mashiach Melchama. He's the Acharav that the Pasuk's referring to. And if it says, "Ubigdei Hakodesh Asher Laharin Yu Levan of Acharav," we darshin Lemisha Babigdula Acharav, Sased Rav Dimi, when he came to Bavel and the Oyel was new, let me hear more Torah from Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Yirmi and all the Gedolim that lived in Eretz Yisrael at that time. So one of the halachas, one of the chidushim he came back with was that not only did the Kohen Gadol wear the Shmoyna Begadim, not only did a Kohen Sha'avar wear the Shmoyna Begadim, but even the Mashiach Mochama wore the Shmoyna Begadim. And the Gemara says, Masif Rav Adabarahav. When Rav Adabarahav heard what Rav Dimi said, he said, how could that be? If Amri Lokad, it's a Mefurish of Brisa, not that way. The Brisa says, quote, Yochel Yeh B'Noish HaMashiach Mochama. Mishamash Tachtav, you would think that the son of the Mashiach Mochama should be Mishamish after the Mashiach Mechama. So if the Kohen Gadol dies, his son, assuming he's worthy, becomes the next Kohen Gadol. After Aharon HaKohen passed away, Elazar, his son, became the next Kohen Gadol. Then Pinchas became the next Kohen Gadol. After Shimon HaTzadik passed away, the Gemara in the end of Menachos, his sons, Chanyoy, Shimi, they became the next Kohen Gadol. So Kohuna Gedoyla is like Malchus. It's something that goes over Beirushas. It says the Brisa, you would think that if the Mashiach Mechama dies, his son should become the next Mashiach Mechama. Says the Gemara, Talmud Loimar, the Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Yulbasham HaKoyen Tachtov Mibonov Ashe Yavai Aloya Moyed L'Sharis Bakoydash. So this Pasuk seems to be talking about Kohuna Gedoyla going from father to son. Shivas Yomim Yulbasham HaKoyen Tachtov Mibonov. For our purposes, that's what the Pasuk means. And the Pasuk says, which Kohen gives over the Yerusha to his son? Ashe Yavoi El Oyel Moyed L'Sharis Bakoydash. And we learn from there, Misha Roy Lavoi El Oyel Moyed. Dafke, someone that's a Kohen that's Roy to enter the Oyel Moyed. Which Rashi says means the Kodesh HaKadoshim and Yom Kippur. As opposed to the Mashiach Mechama, who's not allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. Freik the Gemara, this is not such an easy question to understand. But Freik the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that Rav Dimi's right, that the Kohen Gadol was Shmoyna Begadim, Michzachazi, he's also allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. Bishloim, if the Mashiach Mechama were Dalet Begadim, so he has no right to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim even on Yom Kippur. But if the Mashiach Mechama wore Shmoyna Begadim, so why can't he enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur? Oh, so this must be a raya that the Mashiach Mechama did not wear the Shmoyna Begadim. Amram Nachar Ma Yitzchak, Sir Nachar Ma Yitzchak said, no, you have no raya, hachi kamer. Maybe this is what the Brisa means. Kol she'ikra Mashiachos le'Oyel Moed. The Brisa doesn't mean anyone that's able to enter the Oyel Moed, but it means someone who's ikra Mashiach. When he was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha to define his kahuna on a higher level, it was done for the sole purpose of being able to enter the Oyel Moed. That's the Kohen Gadol. Yod Sazeh she'ikra Mashiachos le'Mechama, as opposed to the Mashiach Mechama, who it's true, he has Mashiach, but the primary purpose of his Mashiach is for him to go out and fight wars, even though Enochinami, he wore the Shmoyna Begadim like Rav Dimi said, which would give him a right and access into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he's still not considered Ikra Mashiachosoi Loyal Moyen, and it's for that reason he's excluded from this Pasuk. But there's one very big Chiddush that we're going to gloss over, but there's one very big Chiddush in this Gemara, and that is the Gemara's assuming that if the Mashiach Mechama wore the Shmoyna Begadim, that would mean that on Yom Kippur, he would have a right to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It would give him the right, in other words, to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And really, it's a Pella, because the credentials needed to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur aren't just the right to wish Shmoyna Begadim. In fact, The Kohen Gadol, when he entered the Kodesh HaKadosh in Yom Kippur, didn't wear the Shemayna Begadim. He wore Big Day Lavan. He wore special Begadim. The credentials were you had to be a Kohen Gadol. So what does this have to do with Rav Dimi's Chiddush? All Rav Dimi said was that the Mashiach Melchama wore Shemayna Begadim. That doesn't mean he's the Kohen Gadol. That doesn't mean he has the right now to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. That doesn't mean he's someone that can enter the Kodesh HaKadosh so we can call him Asher Yavei Elo Yomayt. The Gemara asked the Kasha, how can you Rav Dimi say that the Mashiach Melchama wore Shemayna Begadim? The Pasuk says, Asher Yavei Elo Yomayt, and we have a drasha that says, Prat le Mashiach Melchama. If the Mashiach Melchama was able to wear the Shemayna Begadim, he could also enter the Yomayt. Who said? It's true he could wear the Shemayna Begadim, but that gives him a gerech now to be able to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if you're interested, Rabbi Yitzchak Doiv Shechter in the Yad HaLevi has a real brisk mahalach to answer this kasha, but we're going to go weiter. Zok de Gemara Meisivei, another kasha. Again, so Rav Dimi's chiddush was that the Mashiach Melchama was to a degree like the Kohen Gadol, where he did the avodah, he didn't wear Dal Begadim, but he was Shmoyna Begadim. Meisivei, Freik de Gemara, a question from a mefurish abraisa. This is at first glance going to feel like a tiufta. Mashiach Melchama, Enoi Mishamish, Loi Ba'arba Kekoyin Hedyet, V'loi B'Shmoyna Kekoyin Gadol. When the Mashiach Muhammad did the Avodah, he didn't wear Dalut Begadim like a Kohen Hedyet because his rank is higher than a Kohen Hedyet, but he also didn't wear Shemayna Begadim like a Kohen Gadol. So it's a Mefurish Abraisa, not like Rav Dimi. So the Gemara said, Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said that before you ask a Kasha from a Braisa, you have to make sure you understand the Braisa. So he said, how do you understand the Braisa? So if the Mashiach Muhammad wanted to do the Avodah, so he can't wear the Dalut Begadim, he can't wear the Shemayna Begadim. Elazar Mashvislei, so what? He should do the Avodah without wearing any Begadim? Or you're telling me he's not allowed to do the Avodah? It can't be. So Abaye said, obviously, we need to understand this Bryce a little bit better. So what's Pshat in the Bryce? El Kekoin Gadol Mishum Eva. Really? Really? Maybe the Tan of the Bryce holds that the Mashiach Muhammad has a din of a Kohen Gadol. And being that he has a din of a Kohen Gadol, he would wear the Shemayna Begadim. The reason the Bryce said he shouldn't wear the Shemayna Begadim is Mishum Eva, because the Kohen Gadol, at the end of the day, is the head. And if he's going to see somebody else wearing the Shemayna Begadim, it may lead to some animosity, it's going to lead to some bad will, and as a result, it's not a good thing. Kekoyin Hedyet, and additionally, he shouldn't wear the Dal Begadim, because at the end of the day, he's a Mashiach Muhammad, he should not be wearing the Dal Begadim. But the point is, Abaye said that even though it's true, the Braisa says that the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad didn't wear Dal Begadim, he didn't wear Shemayna Begadim, could be it doesn't necessarily contradict what Rav Dimi said. Because Rav Dimi is saying that Mi'ikar Adin, the Mashiach Muhammad had to wear Shemayna Begadim. What the Brice is saying is that he shouldn't do it because of Eva. So Lamai Nafkamina, if there would be a situation where for whatever reason there's no Eva, so over there it Chapa Nafkamina. Meaning Midday Raisa, Rashi says, really does with the Shemayna Begadim, which is what Rav Dimi said. The Braisa means Mishum Eva, and Abaye said it has to mean that, because the Braisa can't mean that Midday Raisa doesn't wear Shemayna Begadim, and Midday Raisa doesn't wear Dal Begadim, because if that would be the case, it would be like a Zohar, and we know for sure that that's not possible. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Adam Rav, the Rav Zohar, Rav told Rav, I have a problem with that. You can't tell me that Pshat in this Braisa that says that the Mashiach Muhammad didn't wear the Dal Begadim and the Shemayna Begadim is related to Eva, meaning really he should wear the Shemayna Begadim, but it's because of Eva that he didn't wear the Shemayna Begadim, because I have another Braisa where it's clear that the Tan of that Braisa doesn't hold of Eva, and still V'loi Kamashamish, he's of the opinion that the Mashiach Muhammad did not wear the Shemayna Begadim. So what's this Braisa? It's a little bit of a long Braisa, it's an easy Braisa, and from this Braisa we're going to prove that even if you don't hold of Eva, there's still a Tana that holds that the Mashiach Muhammad did not wear the Shemayna Begadim. Zok de Gemara, de Tanya, Dvarim Shevin Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedyet. The following are a list of differences between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyet. Most of this are things that we already know. Par, Haba, Al Kol HaMitzvahs. The first one is if a Kohen Hedyet doesn't have Aver B'Shoygi, that had he done the Mezid, he would have been Chayev Karas, he brings an ordinary Karban Chatas. If the Kohen Gadol would do the same thing, he would bring the special Karban Chatas. That's what the Bryce is referring to as the Par Haba Al Kol HaMitzvahs, the Vilna Gaon and Rashi take out the words Par Koyin Mashiach. So the first difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyet is when they do an Aver B'Shoygig, what kind of Chatas do they bring? Number one. Number two, Par Yom HaKippur, the Par on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol had to bring a special Par on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Hedyet didn't bring such a Par. Vasiris
ha'efa. That's the minchas chavitin that the Kohen Gadol used to bring every day. Kohen Hedi didn't bring such a carbon. Lo'i peireya. The Kohen Gadol is not let it let his hair grow. V'lo'i peirey. He's not let it tear his clothing when he's in avelos. Aval peirey mulamata. Even though he's not let it tear it a little bit on the bottom, he's allowed to. V'hedi b'malo. But there's still a difference because the Hedi isn't allowed to tear it even on top. The imetam of the kareva, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be metamin even to his kareva. Every Kohen is not allowed to be metamin to a mace. But a Kohen Hedi is allowed to be metamin to his seven kareva. A Kohen Gadol can't be metamin to seven kareva. Umetzov ala besula. Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a besula. Umuzer ala amana. There's a loy sase that says a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an amana. Umachzer saritzeach. If when the Kohen Gadol dies, if someone was a ritzeach b'shoigik, he leaves Gadol. Umakriv oinein. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the avoida even when he's an oinein. A Kohen Hedi cannot. A Kohen Gadol can. However, he doesn't eat any of the kachim while he's an oinein. The enoy choylek. Additionally, he's not allowed to partake in any of the matnas kunah. When it comes to dividing matnas kunah, he can take whatever he wants. Umakriv chelik b'roish. If Kohen Gadol walks into the Beis Mikdash and he decides he wants to do a specific avoda, he's allowed to. Umeshamish meshmeina kelim. Kohen Gadol wears shmeina begadim as opposed to the Kohen Hedi only wears four. Upatah tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. This one's a chiddush. It's a sugya in Hayris that the Kohen Gadol is excluded from the halachas of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. He's not subject to the carbon oil of yerid. V'chol avodas yemak bipurim einon ksheres elabai. And all the avodas yom kippur had to be done after by the Kohen Gadol, but they weren't allowed to be done by the Kohen Hedi. This is the list of differences between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedi. Continues the Braisa and says, all these things are true, not only for a Kohen Gadol that was Moshiach, but even for a Kohen Gadol that was Meruba begotten. So once upon a time, when there was Shemen HaMishcha, the way someone became a Kohen Gadol was by having the Shemen HaMishcha smeared on the body of the Kohen Gadol. But once Yeshiyahu HaMelech hid the Shemen HaMishcha, so the way the Kohen Gadol became the Kohen Gadol was by putting on the Shemayin HaBegadon and by doing the Avodah wearing the Shemayin HaBegadon. So it says the Braisa, all these halachas that are unique to the Kohen Gadol are true for a Kohen Gadol that became Kohen Gadol through the Shemen HaMishcha. They're equally as true for a Kohen Gadol that became Kohen Gadol through the Ribu HaBegadon. Chutz, with the exception of the Par HaBa'al Kol HaMitzvah, the special par for an Aver B'Shoge that the Kohen Gadol brings, that's not true for a Kohen Gadol that's Meruba HaBegadon. That's only true for the Kohen Gadol that's Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Another halacha says the Braisa, B'chul HaNoya Goyes B'Meshuach Sha'avar. Everything that we just mentioned that's true for a Kohen Gadol is true even for someone that was once Kohen Gadol and right now he retired. He's not the Kohen Gadol anymore. Chutz, with the exception of the Par Yom HaKippurim, such a Kohen Gadol can't bring the Par Yom HaKippurim, Vasir Se'efa, and he didn't bring the Minchas Chavitin. Additionally, the Chulon, and all these things we mentioned, ain Noyag Oitz B'Meshuach Melchama. They're all not Noyag with the Meshuach Melchama. Chutz, with the exception of Chamisha Dvarim, Ha'amurim B'Parsha, and those are Loi Peireya. He can't let his hair grow. V'loy toirim, he can't tear his clothing. V'loy metama the kroivav, he can't be metama even to his kroivim. U'metzuv ala v'sula muzer ala amon. He's only married v'sula, and he's not married amon. No, u'machzer asachir tzech, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that when the Meshuch Muhammad died, the Ritzech left Golis, v'chamim mainan enei machzer. And the Chachamim said that he would not go back. Okay, a long braisa, very fundamental, a good reference, Yumayim Gimel Amid Aleph, for a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of the halachas of a Kohen Hegid, of a Kohen Gadol, of a Kohen that's Meshuach Melchama versus Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha versus Meruba Begadim, a Kohen Sha'avar, and then the Meshuach Melchama. So it's all here in this braisa. But the Gemara is bringing the braisa for a reason, and that is to prove a point. You see from this braisa two things that are Negeyos. Number one, you see from here that the Kohen Sha'avar wore the Shemayna Begadim. How do you see that? Because the Braisa mentioned a long list of things that were negeya the Kohen Gadol, and it said that all these things are negeya even the Meshuach Sha'avar, with the exception of two, Par Yom HaKippurim and Asir HaSa'efa. Now, one of the things mentioned about the Kohen Gadol was that he wore the Shemayin HaBegadim. It's not one of the two exceptions that relate to the Kohen Sha'avar. Must be the Kohen Sha'avar wore the Shemayin HaBegadim. Another thing you see from here is that the Meshuach Melchama did not wear the Shemayin HaBegadim. Because it said that everything mentioned about the Kohen Gadol does not apply to the Meshuach Melchama, with the exception of five things that do apply to the Meshuach Melchama. Zoysoy Meres, the Meshuach Melchama did not wear the Shemayin HaBegadim. So the Meshuach Melchama did not wear the Shemayin HaBegadim, and the Kohen Sha'avar did wear the Shemayin HaBegadim. Zok to Gemara Azar. From the fact that the Braisa says the Meshuach Melchama didn't wear the Shemayin HaBegadim, that's a kash on Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said that Begadim Shekohen Gadol Meshamesh Behem Meshuach Melchama Meshamesh Behem, that Meshuach Melchama wore the Shemayin HaBegadim. So at first glance, you have a Braisa that's not that way. So what are you going to tell me? The same thing you told me in the previous Braisa, what Abaya said. Now maybe really the Meshuach Melchama Medei Raisa did wear the Shemayin HaBegadim. Megadim. The reason it says that he didn't wear the Shemayim Megadim is Mishum Eva. There's an Eva Cheshman. Rav Dimi was talking Midai Raisa, and the Raisa means Midai Rabbanon. The Raisa means Mishum Eva. Abazach the Gemara, you can't say it's Mishum Eva. Why? Because the same Raisa says that the Kohen Sha'avar did wear the Shemayim Megadim. If there's a Cheshman of Eva, then why would it be okay for the Kohen Sha'avar to wear the Shemayim Megadim? If there's Eva for the Mashuach Melchama, the Kohen Gadol is going to see the Mashuach Melchama wearing the Shemayim Megadim. It's going to lead to some level of Eva, so why shouldn't you have the same svar for the Kohen Sha'avar? So Zokta Gemara, Hai Tana clearly doesn't hold of Eva. How do you know he doesn't hold of Eva? This was a long-winded question. But he clearly doesn't hold of Eva. How do you know that? Because he says the Kohen Sha'avar wore the Shemayim Megadim. And still he says the Mashuach Melchama did not wear the Shemayim Megadim. Must be, this Tana is clearly of the opinion that the Mashuach Melchama Poshet did not wear the Shemayim Megadim. This is a kasha on Rav Dimi. But the Gemara says it's not muchach, it's a kasha. Because could be there's a difference between Eva as it relates to the Mashuach Melchama and Eva as it relates to the Kohen Sha'avar. Meaning, ki lesli Eva b'dekavase. Could be, if the Kohen Gadol sees the Kohen Sha'avar wearing the Shemayim Begadim, it's not going to lead to Eva. Because he knows this Yid was once a Kohen Gadol. He's of the same rank as him. And as a result, that's why he's wearing the Shemayim Begadim. The fact that there were two Kayanim Yudayla, that's the way it goes. So that's not going to bring Lidei Eva. But the Zutamine Islay could be if he sees the Mashuach Melchama wearing the Shemayim Megadim, that already is going to lead to Eva. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, Lo'olam Ravdim is right. That the Mashuach Melchama Midday Raiso wore the Shemayim Megadim. If you have a Braisa that says that he didn't wear the Shemayim Megadim, yeah, you have a few Braises that say that. And it's really not Midday Raiso, it's only Midday Rabbanim, Mishom Eva. If there's a Cheshbon of Eva, why did the Kohen Sha'avar, yeah, wear the Shemayim Megadim? Because for the Kohen Sha'avar, there was no Eva, Balabatish. For the Kohen, Mashuach Mechama, there was Eva. So the Gemara says, as a postscript to our Rav Dimi, said, Yasser Rabba Vo, become of all Hashmait, Meshmeid Rabbi Yoichan. Rabba Vo was sinning and he said over the same exact halacha in the name of Rabbi Yoichan. What Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yoichan. And that is the Mashuach Mechama word, the Shemayim Megadim. And the Gemara says, Adrinu Rab Ami Rab Asi La Pai. Rab Ami Rab Asi were both sitting there and they both turned away. They both acted a little disgruntled. They didn't like what he said. In other words, they didn't want to tell Rabba Vo, we don't agree with what you just said in the name of Rabbi Yoichan. But they made facial expressions that would suggest that. Ikadami, some say it was Rabbi Barabba Amru. Rabbi Abba was the one who said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Vadrin, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, and the same Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi was sitting there, and they both turned their faces. So at first glance, you would say, it doesn't matter if it was Rabbi Avo, or if it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, meaning, what's the significance in this Gemara as it relates to the names? Maskefla, Rabbi Papa. Maskefla is not just a kasha. Maskef is a knack. Papa came with a tkifos, right? He came strong. He said, Bishlam, Rabbi Avo. Bishlam, according to the Gersh of Rabbi Avo, I understand the story. Bishlam, Yukar, the Bekesa. Because Rabbi Avo was very choshuv. By the Malchus. Rashi says, Hoyo Choshev Beis HaMelech. Rabbi Avo, the Gemara says, was very handsome, and he was very involved in some of the inner workings with some of the politic to help the Yidden, and the Gemara is in a few different places. So because of the Chashivas of Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Ami Rabasi didn't want to tell Rabbi Avo, we disagree with you. So instead, they made these facial expressions. El Rabchi Bar Abba. But Rabbi Papa said, according to the version of this story, was Rabchi Bar Abba. Why did Rabbi Ami Rabasi, they turned away and they made a face? Namely, they should have told him clearly, I don't believe Rabbi Yochanan said it. But the bottom line is, this is what Rav Dimi said, Rav Avol maybe said it also in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba that said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Mashuach Melchama wore the Shemayim Begadim. Or at the very least, Midai Raisa had a din to wear the Shemayim Begadim. Mishum Eva, maybe that was a cheshbon that he shouldn't wear the Shemayim Begadim. Kiyasa Rav, like in so many Gemaras that start with Kiyasa Rav Dimi, the Gemara continues and says Kiyasa Rav. Rav was another one of the Amiram that had learned in Eretz Yisrael by Rav Yochanan, and very often he would report back different versions of halachos that Rav Dimi had said. So Rav came back and he said, Nishal Itmar. I heard what Rav Dimi heard, but I didn't hear it the same way that Rav Dimi heard it. Meaning, Rav Dimi came back and he said that if the Mashuach Mechama is going to do the Avodah, when he's Meshamesh, meaning when he does Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he wears the Shemayim Megadim. Rav said, that's not what I heard. I heard that the Mashuach Mechama had a right to wear the Shemayim Megadim for the purposes of the Urim V'Tumim. And that's what Rabbi Yechanan said. That Nishnah, when the Mashuach Mechama is being asked a question that requires the intervention of the Urim V'Tumim, that's when he wore the Shemayim Megadim. And the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hachi, for that we don't have a bunch of kashes, but rather for that we have a braisa that seems to support it. Begadim Shekhan Gadim Meshamish Bahem, Meshuach Melchama Nishal Bahem. Not Begadim Shekhan Gadim Meshamish Bahem, Meshuach Melchama Meshamish Bahem, but Begadim Shekhan Gadim Meshamish Bahem, Meshuach Melchama Nishal Bahem. So that concludes the first part of today's daf, and that is this discussion regarding the Meshuach Melchama. When he did the Avodah, did he do it with Shmoyne Begadim, or did he do it with Dalet Begadim? Rav Dimi came back and he said to him, Rav Yochanan, the Meshuach Melchama with Shmoyne Begadim. It was a whole discussion. There's for sure braises that say not that way, but the Gemara said maybe the braises just mean the Rabbanim, Mishum Eva, but at the very least, Midairais, Rav Dimi said that the Meshuach Melchama was Shmoyne Begadim. Rav said, no, that's not what I heard. I heard that the Meshuach Muhammad could wear the Shmoyne Begadim for Urim V'Tumim purposes. And Enochinami, that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant, that when he wears the Urim V'Tumim, he wears the Shmoyne Begadim the same way that the Kohen Gadol did. But as it relates to doing the Avodah, he did the Avodah with the Dal Begadim, he didn't do the Avodah with the Shmoyne Begadim. So from here until the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss the Urim V'Tumim, Tanu Rabbanan, Ketzat Shayalin, how exactly was a question posed to the Urim V'Tumim. So the Urim V'Tumim, we'll see more about this in the raid, was a part of the Choshen. It had magical power in that if somebody asked a question to the Kohen Gadol or the Meshuach Melchama that was wearing the Urim V'Tumim, so Alpi Nevuah, that question would be answered. So says the Braisa, the way this worked was Hashoyel Panav Klapi Nishal. The Shoyel, the one asking the question, was facing the Nishal. He was looking at the person that the question was being asked. The Hanishal pun of Kapi Shechina. And the Nishal, meaning the Kohen Gadol, he was facing the Shechina. So it's a shadow on the Rishonim exactly what this means. The way the Rambam explains it is the Nishal, the Kohen Gadol, would be facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Shoyel would be facing the back of the Kohen Gadol. Shoyel Oimer, the Shoyel would say, for example, Erdef Acharei HaGedudazeh, and the reason we're picking this pasuk is this is a real pasuk in Nach that talks about a question being asked to the Urim V'Tumim. So Erdech Acharei HaGedudazeh, Nishal Oimer, the Nishal would say, Koyamar Hashem, Alei V'Hatzlach. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein Tzarech Loimer Koyamar Hashem. There's no reason to say Koyamar Hashem. We know Koyamar Hashem. El Alei V'Hatzlach, that would be enough. Ein Shoyel Mekal. When the question was asked to the Urim V'Tumim, you couldn't scream it. Meaning it wasn't asked because Shenemar, the pasuk says, V'sho'al loy. Loy sounds like only he heard it. Only the person being asked the question heard the question. Nobody else heard it. V'loy mahar b'liboy. Additionally, the question couldn't be asked behir, shenemar, because the pasuk says, V'sho'al loy lifnei Hashem, and the end of the pasuk is, V'al piv yavoyu. Alpiv sounds like Alpiv Yetzlev, Alpiv Yavayu, that the question had to be asked, meaning it couldn't simply be thought in Machshava, it was something that had to be asked. Elo Kederach Sham Rechana Bet Filosos. If you couldn't yell it, and you couldn't think it, how was it done? It was the way Chana Davin, Shinema Vechana, Himin Daberes Aliba, that she whispered, and the way it's supposed to be asked is with a whisper. In Shailin Shnei Dvarim Ke'echa. So you're not allowed to ask two questions of the Urim V'Tumim at the same time. So you have two questions, that's fine. But first you ask the first question, then you ask the second question. It's Ke'echa. Shnei Dvarim Ke'echa. That's not okay. Inshallah, let's say somebody asks two questions at the same time. Ein Machzir Lo Echad. So we answer only one. You're not going to get two answers at the same time. Ve'ein Machzir Lo Elorish. Now you can only get one answer. You're going to get the answer to the first question. Then you re-ask the second question, you get an answer to the second question. Emma, how do you know that? Because the pasuk says that David HaMelech asked of the Urim V'Tumim, Hayaski Runi Balei Ki'ilo Biyadai, Hayeret Shaul. So the context over there was, David was hiding in a place called Ki'ilo from Shaul. And he went to the Urim V'Tumim to ask the Urim V'Tumim two questions. Number one, is Shaul on his way to Ki'ilo? And assuming he is, will he find me? Meaning, will the people of Ke'ila give me up? And the way he asked the question was backwards. Hayaski Runi Bali Ke'ila? Will the people of Ke'ila give me up if it ever comes to that? And then he said, Hayerit Shaul? Is Shaul even coming to Ke'ila? So this is something that I have to worry about. And the pasuk says, Vayemer Hashem Yerit. Hashem said, yes, Shaul is going to come to Ke'ila. So what are we proving from here? We're proving from here that even though David HaMelech asked the Urim V'Tumim two questions, but only one of the two questions were answered, because we don't answer two questions. The problem is, we brought a riot to one thing the Braisa said, but we contradicted the other thing the Braisa said. The Braisa said that if you ask two questions, you're only going to get one answer. And which question are you going to get the answer to? To the first one. David HaMelech asked the Urim V'Tumim two questions. Number one, will the people in Ke'ila give me up? Number two, is Shaul even coming to Ke'ila? Like, do I even have to worry about it? And there was only one answer, true. But which answer? Yeri, yes, Shaul's coming to Ke'ila. That was the second question. The first one was, Hayaski Runi Bali Ke'ila. So the Gemara says, Va'amr de Machzir and Ella Rishon. I thought you're only supposed to answer the first one. Ella David Shaul, Shalai Keseder, Tehichziru Lai Keseder. It's true. Ordinarily, if the two questions would be asked in order, they'd be answered in order. So the response was, you asked out of order, you can get one answer, we can answer the second one. In fact, the Kimmich Yodash, Ashal Shalai Kaseida, as soon as David Melech realized that he asked Shalai Kaseida, Chazav Ashal Kaseida, he re asked that first question. Shanema, he asked, Skiru Bali Ke'ilo Oisi, Ves Anche Says the Gemara, continuing, let's say the situation calls for two questions being asked at the same time. So for example, it's a time of sakana, and there's no time to go through this twice. We need to get two answers very, very quickly. In that case, machzirin lo yishnayim shenemar, because the pasuk says, vayishal David b'Hashem. Another case where David HaMelech communicated with the Urim v'Tumim, and it says, he asked, leimar ha'erdef acharei ha'gedud hazeh, ha'asi genu, vayoymer lo yiridoif, ki hoseg tasik v'hatzel tatzel. So you see clearly that two questions were asked at the same time, and two answers were given to the two questions. This must have been a shas adchak, and that's why it happened. Continues the Bryce, even though a Navi that says something is going to happen, sometimes it doesn't play out. Meaning it's possible for a Navi to say a Nevuah, and for the Nevuah not to happen. The Urim V'Tumim in that sense is more powerful even than a Navi. So if an Urim V'Tumim says something is going to happen, it happens. Shenemar, b'mishpat ha'urim, and from b'mishpat we learn that it's mishpat, this is the way it is, it's always going to play out that way. Zok t'braisavayt, lama nekishma Urim V'Tumim, why they called Urim V'Tumim? Urim shem'irin es divrei. The reason they were called Urim is because it's words for enlightening. Tumim shem'ashlimin es divrei. And the reason it was called Tumim shem'ashlimin es divrei, because whatever the Urim V'Tumim said actually played out. Like we just said, b'mishpat ha'urim, that even a Navi sometimes could say Nevuah and it doesn't play out that way. But when it comes to the Urim V'Tumim, it always played out that way. Frank the Gemara, Vim Toimah, B'Givas Binyamim, Mipnei Ma Loi Hishlimu. How come by Givas Binyamim it didn't play out? Now the context over there is Pelegesh B'Giva, where the Yidden fought against Shevet Binyamim, and it says three times they went to fight. Now the first two times they went to fight, they asked the Urim V'Tumim, should they fight? And they seemed to have gotten the response that they should. They went, and there were terrible casualties. The third time, they were told they would be successful, and they ended up being successful. Now, the assumption is that the first two times, the only reason they fought was because they were told they would be successful. Yet, they clearly weren't successful. So, it's a ve'im taimar, like a Tosfos. If you're telling me the Urim V'Tumim always works out, it's ve'im taimar, b'givas binyamim, b'nei ma lo yishlimu. How come by Pelegesh b'givas the first two times they went, it didn't work out? So, the Gemara says, heim shaloi bichanu im lenatzeich, im lehi notzeich. The reason is because they actually didn't ask the right question. If you go through the psukim, ayin sham, can you just ask, them, should they fight? Yeah, go fight. They didn't ask, are you going to be successful? Are you going to be defeated? The third time, that was the question they asked. And they were told they would be successful. They were told, yeah, go, because you're going to be successful. But the point, the Urim V'Tumim always gets it right. And if the Urim V'Tumim says something, it has to be that way. And that's in contrast even to a Navi that's Becheskas, that his nevuahs play out. Lav Dafka doesn't have to be that way. It's possible for the nevuah of a Navi not to work itself out, but the Urim V'Tumim is always going to work itself out. So says the Gemara. Let's go into greater detail how the Urim V'Tumim actually work. Ketzad nasas, had it play? Rabbi Yochanan said, Boltois. Reish Lakish Omer, Reish Lakish said, Mitztarfes. So really, the short introduction to this last Gemara is, the Pasuk says that the Urim V'Tumim were placed inside the Choshen. So the Choshen was a beged. It was a beged that was folded over. And inside the fold, the Urim V'Tumim was placed. And that's a pasuk in the Torah. That's non-negotiable. On the Choshen itself, the Kohen Gadol had 12 stones. And the 12 stones had in them the names of the 12 Shvatim, which means there were oisius, there were letters of the Aleph Beis on the stones. So says the Gemara, when a question was asked of the Kohen Gadol that was written, the Urim V'Tumim, so those letters would somehow give the answer. And it was Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, exactly how it happened. Rabbi Yochanan said, Boltois. The letters that made up the answer would be boilet. They would pop. And as a result, the Kohen Gadol knew how to read the letters. By reading the letters, he knew the answer. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish said, Mitztarfos. The letters would actually move. They would come together, and that's how they got the answer. Faith to Gemara, there's a problem. Because if you go through all the names of the Shvatim, you actually don't have all the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. But like Sibu Tzadi, there's no Tzadik. There's no Tzadik in any of the names of the Shvatim. So what happens if the answer required a Tzadik? How are you going to get the answer? Rav Shulbar, Yitzchak, Avram Yitzchak, Yaakov, Ksiv Sham. It said Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Incidentally, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov was on the first stone. The first stone, which was Ruvein, that was Oidem. And Oidem, that's what said Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Fadim of like Sif Tess. You still don't have a test. There's no test in the names of the Shvatim. And there's no test in Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Amr Machabai Yaakov, Shiftei Yeshurim Ksiv Sham. It said Shiftei Yeshurim. That was written on the 12th stone, the stone of Binyamin, the stone of Yoshve. But either way, it said Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, it said Shifte Yeshurim, and that's how he had all the letters. Meisve, Kol Koin Shein B'dab Ruach HaKodesh, U'shchina Shaira Olav, Ein Shaira Loi. Any Koin that doesn't speak Ruach HaKodesh, and the Shechina is not Shaira him, you couldn't ask him. Sharei Shal Tzadik V'Olso Loi. Tzadik once asked from the Urim V'Tumim, and he got an answer. Av Yosef Aleu, and Av Yosef word, V'Loi Olso Loi Shenem, V'Yal Av Yosef Atoim Kola. What's the kasha? The halacha is that the only time the Urim V'Tumim worked was if the Kohen Gadol had Ruach HaKodesh. If you're telling me that it was Boltois or it was Mitzdarfes, so what do you have to have Ruach HaKodesh for? The answer is right there. So the Gemara, Siyua, have a Messiah Bahadayo. Meaning, really, it happened Al Yedei, the Boltois, or Al Yedei, the Mitzdarfes, Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, but at the same time, it needed a little bit intervention, and that was the intervention of the Kayun Gadol. Mishnah said, Ve'ein Shayalin El Olamelech, meaning if a person had a question, a little crisis, he couldn't go to the Beis HaMikdash and ask a question of the Urim V'Tumim. Wasn't that simple. But said the Mishnah, this was the last line of the Mishnah, Ve'elu Nishalim Urim V'Tumim, Ve'ein Nishalin El Olamelech, number one, Ula'av Beis HaMikdash, number two, Ula'misha Atzibu Tzarech Bayez, number three. Amar Abav, Tzok Tumar V'Nani, how do you know this? Amar Abav, Namakra. The pasuk says, "V'lefnei Elazar Akoyin Yamid V'shaloi B'mishpat Urim." Says the Gemara, it says, "Who's a melech?" Meaning, the person standing in front of Elazar, the pasuk pshat in the pasuk was referring to Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun was a melech. Which Rabbeinu had a din of a melech, and you see from this Gemara, Yeshua ben Nun also had a din of a melech. The Chol Bnei Yisrael Itan. When the pasuk says that, Zem Meshuach Mechama, it's referring to the Meshuach Mechama who represented Chol Bnei Yisrael when the Yidden went out to fight a war. V'chol Eidan. When it says the pasuk V'chol Eidan Zu Sanhedrin, it's referring to the Sanhedrin. That's how you know. It wasn't everyone that was allowed to ask from the Urim V'Tumim, but it was only this select group of people. Exhale. Hadron Alach Balai Kayin Gadol. So just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf. So today's daf was really a tale of two sugyas. The first half of the daf spoke about the Meshuach Mechama, specifically how many begadim the Meshuach Mechama wore when he did the Avodah, or if he was wearing the Urim V'Tumim. The second part of the daf discussed the halachos and some of the specifics of the Urim V'Tumim. The Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, discusses the differences between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says that there were chamisha dvarim, there were five things that were lacking in the second Beis HaMikdash that the Yidden had in the first Beis HaMikdash. Ve'eluhen. And these are the five things. Aroin, V'kapoyres, V'kruvim, Eish, V'shchina, V'ruach HaKodesh, V'urim V'tumim. Now, by the way, if you counted, it's really seven. So it's Machloikis, Rashi, and the Rambam, exactly how you come up with the Cheshbon. But these were the five things, even though it sounds like seven, that were the difference between Bayis Rish and Bayis Sheni. Orin, Kapoyres, Kruvin, Eish, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, and Urim V'tumim. But one of the seven things is the Urim V'tumim. So there was an Urim V'tumim during the first Beis HaMikdash, but there was no Urim V'tumim during the second Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos, on that Gemara, in Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, says, quote, Urim V'tumim hafa. Even though from the Gemara it sounds like there was no Urim V'tumim, of course there was an Urim V'tumim. She'im loiken, because if you're going to tell me there was no Urim V'tumim, hayu kohen gadol mechus begadim. That would mean the kohen gadol was missing one of his begadim. And the kohen gadol is not allowed to be missing one of his begadim. This is halacha that a kohen hegi that does the avodah has to be wearing all dalet of his begadim. And a kohen gadol that does the avodah has to be wearing all eight of his begadim. So you can't take this Gemara too literally. You can't tell me that the kohen gadol did not have an Urim V'Tumim during the second Beis HaMikdash, because that would make every avodah that every kohen gadol ever did a pasul avodah. He was mechus begadim. Ella, so what does the Gemara mean when it says there was no Urim V'Tumim during Bayis Sheni? Lo'yhoyu meshivin l'nishalim b'hem. What it means is that it didn't work. So that if someone asked the question of the Urim V'Tumim, he wasn't going to get an answer. But you want to know if there was an Urim V'Tumim, says Tosfos, of course there was an Urim V'Tumim. She'im loy kein, because if you're going to tell me there was no Urim V'Tumim, hayim kayim gadol mechusar begadim, and obviously that's not a possibility. This Tosfos in Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis is a Mefurash Rambam. The Rambam in Yad Chazaka, it's in Hilchos Beis Abchira, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam's going through the different things that were missing in Bayis Sheni, essentially the Braisa here in Yuma Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and says the Rambam, Va'af Urim V'Tumim Sh'oyim V'Bayis Sheni, and even the Urim V'Tumim that were B'Bayis Sheni, Lo'yhoyim Meshivin B'Ruach HaKodesh. They weren't would not answer. And as a result, nobody asked the question. Says the Rambam. And the only reason they even had Ur V'tumim by Bayasheni was Kedei Lahashlim Shmoyin Begadim L'Kayin Galo, so that the Kayin Galo would have a Shmoyin Begadim, Kedei Shaloyim, a Chusar Begadim. So you shouldn't be missing one of the Begadim. In other words, the Rambam says, Mefurish what Tosfos says, that during Bayasheni there was an Ur V'tumim. V'af Ur V'tumim Shahayu Bayasheni. The Rambam again, V'loyhoyu Oysen Oysen El Kedei Lahashlim Shmoyin Begadim, Kedei Shaloyim, a Chusar Begadim. Meaning, of course, there was an Ur V'tumim. You had to have an Ur V'tumim, otherwise you'd be missing one of the Begadim. But at the same time, nobody asked anything of the Ur V'tumim, and never answered anything. So there was an Ur V'tumim, but it was never asked. So it's Tosfos and Yuma Chafal from the and it's the Rambam right here, Perek Tal Aloch Alav and Hilchas Pesachir, stating that the Ravid says, Omer Avram, I disagree. The Gemara says there was no Ur V'tumim during Bayasheni. That means there was no Ur V'tumim during Bayasheni. The Rambam's kasha, I Tosfos kasha. If there was no Urim v'Tumim, so it comes out the Kohen Gadol is mechusa begadim. Says the Ravid, the chisur begadim sha'amar enoi klum. This that the Rambam says that if the Kohen Gadol would do the avoda, not having the Urim v'Tumim inside the fold of the chayshin, enoi klum. Says garnish that taina she enoi micheshben habegadim, because the Urim v'Tumim is not really from the cheshben habegadim. In other words, we have a machloikis. Rishon, the Rambam and Tosfos on the one hand, the Ravid on the other hand, whether there was an Ur V'tumim during Bayasheni or there was no Ur V'tumim Bayasheni. But really, this machloikis is a derivative machloikis of a much more fundamental machloikis, and that is the Ur V'tumim. Was it one of the Shmoyin HaBegadim or was it not one of the Shmoyin HaBegadim? The Bali Tosfos and the Rambam held that it was from the Shmoyin HaBegadim, and therefore there had to be an Ur V'tumim during Bayasheni, because there was no Ur V'tumim during Bayasheni, and Kohen Gadol would not be able to do the Avodah because he's Mechusar Begadim. He's missing one of the Begadim. Missing the Ur V'tumim is like doing the avoda without the me'il, without the tzitz. You can't do the avoda missing one of the begadim. The Ravid, however, held that it's not one of the begadim. And if it's not one of the begadim, it's not going to be a problem. In other words, we have a machlokes rishonim, really, the Urim V'tumim, was it from the cheshbon of the begadim, or is it not one of the begadim? So I think in order to properly appreciate this machlokes rishonim, we have to take a step back and open up a mekrois gedolus chumash, because the truth is that in Parshas Tetzava, Alatar, it's a major, major machloikis rishonim, primarily the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra, what exactly the Urim V'tumim was. So in the Pasuk, it's very clear, the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he should take the Urim and the Tumim. Doesn't say in the Pasuk what it was, but you should take the Urim V'tumim and the Nosata El Choshen HaMishpat Es HaUrim V'Es HaTumim V'Hoyu Alev HaHarim B'Voyu L'Fnei Hashem V'Nosa HaHarim Es Mishpat B'Nei Yisrael Alibay L'Fnei Hashem Tomit. So what exactly this is, the Pasuk doesn't say. V'Nosata El Choshen HaMishpat Es HaUrim V'Es HaTumim. Rashi and Chumash in Parshas Tetzava says that what was the Urim V'tumim? So he says it was a piece of paper, it was a ksav, who ksav shema mefayrish, so you noisne betoich kiflei achosha. What it was a ksav of the shema mefayrish, it was a piece of paper, parchment, the shema mefayrish was written on it, and that's the Urim V'tumim that the Pasuk says, v'nasat al choshen ha-mishpat, esma Urim ve'es ha-tumim. The Ben Ezra, in Parashas Tetzaveh, brings Rashi, and he vehemently argues with Rashi. He says that's not what it was. He says that it wasn't the a ksav that had the Shema Mefayrish on it. But rather, Ebn Ezra says, it was Maisa Uman. Kesev is Zav. It was something that was made of Kesev, was made of Zav. It was made by a craftsman. It wasn't a piece of parchment with one of the Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather it was Maisa Uman. And he says that it was similar to the Tzurois that the Balei Kechavim used to use. If somebody went to an astrologer and he wanted him to be Megala Dasidis to him or give him some insight into the Netherlands, so there were certain surahs that they would use, and by meditating on those surahs, they would be able to tell him whatever they were going to tell him. So it says there, Ibn Ezra, that's as a mushal what the Urim V'tumim were. And then Ibn Ezra says, quote, V'Rabbeinu Shloima Amar Ki Urim V'Tumim Hayu Kisvei Shem Amefayrish. The Ilu Ra Chuvas Rav Hai had Rashi seen the Chuv Rav Hai Goyin like Amar Kacha. He would have never said it. So says the Ben Ezra, what is it? So he says V'Soid Amukru. It's a Soid Amuk Dvar ha'efoid v'achoshin, related to the efoid and the choshin, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, rak ermois k'tzas ha'soid, I'll be miramis to you a little bit of the soid. By the way, he's not even going to tell it to you when you're 33 years old. The soid la'azazel, he said, when you're 33, you'll understand it. He doesn't even say that. Ula yivineyu mishni yodeya das elyon. Someone's yodeya das elyon. Bilam was yodeya das elyon. But if someone's yodeya das elyon, if someone's yodeya das elyon, then maybe you'll be able to understand a little bit what I'm talking about. But then he goes on and he says things, and if you're not yodeya das elyon, you're not really going to understand. But the bottom line is, so Ibn Ezra says, I disagree with Rashi. So Rashi says, what was it? It was a ksav shem ha-mefarish. Ibn Ezra says, no, it was maisa and it was made of kesev azov, and it was something similar to what the astrologers used to have. The Ramban brings Ibn Ezra, and he's mayrich very, very much kineged Ibn Ezra. Ramban's lashon is sover Rabbi Avram lehischakim beinyan ha'urim v'tumim. And then he brings what Ibn Ezra says, and he concludes v'loy omar klum. He says, really, it's loy omar klum. Then he brings Rashi, and he says that I think Rashi's right. And what the urim v'tumim was, it was a ksav shem ha'mefarish. And he says, I'll bring you three rayas to Rashi, three poshut rayas that the Ramban got poshut from being mavis etzra. He says, number one, there's no pasuk anywhere in all the psukim and truma tetzavik yisisa vayakav pekudei that say anything about there being instructions to go out and make an urim v'tumim. It doesn't say vayas pitzalel es urim v'satumim. There's no l'shoynes of tzava. There's no l'shoynes of asiya. There's no mention anywhere of how you should make it and when you should make it. So it doesn't sound like it was made. If it was ma'isa urim, the deep psukim that talk about vayas vayitzav. You don't have any of those lashonis. That's number one. Number two, the Ramban says the first time the urim v'tumim are mentioned, v'nasata el choshen ha-mishpat es ha-urim ve'es ha-tumim. So he says sometimes you find things mentioned with a hey ayadiyah. You find kelim at the base of miknash mentioned with the hey ayadiyah. Ha-shulchan, ha-menoira, ha-arim. But that's after it was mentioned once before. So I already told you about the arim. Now, ha-arim. Vayas b'tzalel es ha-arim. Which arim? That's a pasuk in Parashas Vayakal. The pasuk of Asuli Aron, right? The pasuk of Parashas Truma. So once the Aron is mentioned, so now it makes sense to say the Aron that I told you about. Now you should go ahead and do something about it. The first time the Urim v'Tumim are mentioned, it sounds like it's something we know about already. What's the Urim and the Tumim? Why are we talking about it as if we know what it is? Why are we describing it as with a hey ayadiyah, as if we've mentioned it before? It's not something that we mentioned before. And he says, va'oi, there's no mention of Betzalel. This is a third kasha that Ramban says, in association with the Urim v'Tumim. Then Asat al-Choshen HaMishpat was Moshe. Moshe oversaw everything, but Moshe didn't really do. Moshe delegated, and Moshe farmed out all these different responsibilities. But over here, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was engaged in the Urim v'Tumim, which says the Ramban makes me believe that this wasn't Ma'isa Umin like the Ibn Ezra said, but rather this was the way Rashi said it was a ksav of a shem ha'mefarish. It says the Ramban, it's pashit then that the Urim v'Tumim was, like Rashi, was from the Shemes HaKadoshim. But he says, I'm going to explain to you a little bit better exactly how this worked. He says, Urim v'Tumim were not one thing, but rather Urim v'Tumim were two things. Two separate chambers. There was the Urim, and then there was the Tumim. And that's why it's two things. There's Urim and Tumim, because they weren't one. It's Urim Luchud and Tumim Luchud. And what the Kohen Gadol would do when he was asked the question is he would first go to the Urim, that shame, and he would be mechavin to the shame. And when he was mechavin with the shame, Urim, Miloshin, Meirim, Esoinayim, like the Gemara said, the Oisius that were Negeya, the relevant answer, would start popping up. So machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, we saw in the daf, if they were boildois or they were mitstarfois, but something would start happening to the oisius. It's like this, he knew which oisius were going to make up the answer. So he says, for example, if the answer was Yehuda, all of a sudden the yud from Levi would pop, and all of a sudden the ois from here would pop, and all of a sudden as necessary, all the oisius would come. The problem is, now you have to go take these letters and unscramble them. You have to figure out how to read it. So for that, there was another shem, and that was the Tumim. And the Kohen Gadol would go to the Tumim Shem, and again he would be Mechavin, and if he had the right Kavana, that would give him access, that would allow him to know how to go to interpret these names. But says the Ramban, you want to know what the Urim v'Tumim was? These were Shemois, and they were two different Shemois, and they complemented each other, and the Avoida of the Urim was Lachod, and the Avoida of the Tumim was Lachod. They weren't the same exact Avoida, and it was between the Avoida of the Urim and the Avoida of the Tumim that he was able to figure it out. The Urim showed the letters, The Tumim was now the hard part. That's what the Kohen Gadol had to figure out, how exactly he's supposed to interpret the letters. It's Yidua that based on this Ramban, the Vilnagoyen said pshat in what's at first glance a very shveri gemara in Masechtas Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. You all know the story with Chana and Eli. So Chana didn't have children for so many years. Penina had a large family, and Chana had no children. And the Chana, he made that she used to go up every year to be Oyle Regal, and she would daven. And one year she just couldn't take it anymore. And the pasuk says he made that beres aliba. Mama, she was crying her heart out. Rax fasel noise. Her lips were moving. The koyle lo yishamea, but you couldn't hear her voice. And the pasuk says, "Vayachshaveh Eli l'shikayra." Eli thought that she was a shikayra, and the pasuk says that Eli was very upset. "Vayomer Eli," so Eli told her, "At masai tishta korin. Why are you doing this? Why are you acting like a shikar? Hasirias yenech mi'alaya. Stop drinking so much." And the pasuk says, "Vatan chana vatoyimer." Chana responded, and she said, "Lo yadoyni, no, my master. Ishik shas ruach anoichi. V'yayin v'sheich aloy shasisi. No, I didn't drink any wine. I'm an ishak shas ruach. I'm a tzebrach and a woman. The eshbay ches nafshi lefnei Hashem. What I'm doing is I'm pouring my heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you're not understanding who I am. I'm not a shikaira. I'm an ishak shas ruach." And the Gemara brings the Torah Shabbat Peh on what Chana said. Ikeda Amri says the Gemara, Hachi Amri Lei. This is what Chana told Eli. Loi odoy nato. You're not an odoy. Laf ikha shchina v'ruach HaKadosh Gabach. I see you don't have shchina. And I say you don't have Ruach HaKodesh. She dantani lekav choyvo, v'loy dantani lekav schos. Because you were dan me lekav choyvo, and you weren't dan me lekav schos. Mi lo yodat te ishek shas ruach anoichi. Didn't you know that I'm an ishek shas ruach? And the Vilna Goyen said that, how do you understand the Gemara? Meaning, Eli saw Chana. And he thought that she was a shikaira. So he accused her of being a shikaira. What was her response? He didn't say you're a choshev b'ksherim. What she came was with a whole lumdus. Lav ikas shchina v'ruach hakodesh gabach. I see you don't have shchina, and I see you don't have ruach hakodesh. Why? She dantani lekav choyva, v'loy dantani lekav schos. Because you were dan lekav choyva and not schos. Why was the taina, I see you don't have ruach hakodesh, and what does this have to do with being dan lekav choyva as opposed to be dan lekav schos? So said the Vilna Gaon that Eli was the Kohen Gadol, and Eli was wearing the Urim V'Tumim. And Eli was so curious to know what was with Chana that he thought it was befitting of asking the Urim V'Tumim. So he went and he asked the Urim V'Tumim, what's pshat in this woman? So it was Mechavin in the Shem Urim, like the Ramban says, and all of a sudden there were four letters that popped up. A Shin, a Kaf, a Resh, and a Hey. And then Eli was mispointing in Tumim, and he read it. And you know how he read it? He read it Shikaira. And Chana turned to Eli, and Chana said, you know what I see? I see two things. Number one, you don't have Ruach HaKodesh. And number two, you're not even Dan Lekav Schos. He said, because if you had Ruach HaKodesh, you would have known how to read it. It didn't say Shekaira. What it said was Kishera. It said, I'm a woman that's a Kishera. That's what it was saying. And he said, I see you're not even Dan Lekav Schos. Because if you were Dan Lekav Schos, even if you didn't know how to read it, but it's a Shiloh of Shekaira, Kshera, why would you read it Shekaira? Read it Kshera. Some have the Girsa Kisara. But either way, why are you reading it Shekaira? Read it Kshera. So that's what he told her. She told him, Lav Iko Shechina Baruch HaKodesh Kavach. Number one, I see you don't have Shechina Baruch HaKodesh. Because if you had Baruch HaKodesh, you would have known how to read it. You would have understood that the way you're supposed to read it is Kshera and Shekaira. But even better, Shedantani Lekav Chayvel and Dan Lekav Schos, I also see you not even Dan Lekav Schos. Because if you're Dan Lekav Schos, even if you weren't sure how to read it, but at least be Dan Lekav Schos and say that it means Kshera, it doesn't mean Shekaira. The bottom line is we have a Machloikis Rishonim, Davin Ezra on one hand, and Rashi and the Ramban on the other hand. According to Avin Ezra, what was the Urim V'Tumim? It was Maisa Uman. According to Rashi and the Ramban, what was it? It was a Ksav that had the Shem HaMefarish in it. Could be, Al Derech HaPshat, the Machloikness that we began with, the Bali Toisves and the Rambam on the one hand, and the Ravid on the other hand, whether the Urim V'Tumim was one of the Begadim or wasn't one of the Begadim, whether there had to have been an Urim V'Tumim during Bayis Sheni, because otherwise the Kohen Gadol would be Mechus the Begadim, or whether there didn't have to be an Urim V'Tumim during Bayis Sheni, because at the end of the day, Einoi Michisur HaBegadim, it could be it's totally in this Shaila. If it's a Maisa Umim, so it's a Keli. That's what it was. It was Bechevtza a Keli. It was a Keli like all the other Kelim, says Devin Ezra. If it was a Keli, it was made of Kesef, it was made of Zav. So it's one of the Kelim. If it's one of the Kelim, so the Torah says, Venasata, you should take the Urim v'tumim and place it into the choshen mishpat, we would assume it's part of the kelim. But if it's a ksav that had the shemus on it, so then it's mistaber, it's not a keli, it's just a ksav. So if it's not a keli, it's not a beged. So maybe that, al kopanim, maybe the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos on the one hand and the Ravid on the other hand is really the same machlokes as Rashi and the Ramban on the one hand and Evin Ezra on the other hand. If it's a keli, so it's mistaber, it's from the begodim. If it's a ksav that had on it the shema mefirish, then it's Yitachin that it didn't have to be the one, then it's Yitachin that it wasn't one of the begodim. Just to end, and that is, the Pasuk says, Ulalevi Amar, before that, the Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Chafal, this same Gemara said that there were five things that were lacking in Bayis Sheni over Bayis Rishon. And then the Braisa goes on and it lists seven things. The Aroin, the Kapiris, the Kruvim, the Eish, the Shechina, the Ruach HaKodesh, and the Urim V'tumim. So it bothered me a little bit. Why does it say Ruach HaKodesh? Meaning, I understand there was no Ruach HaKodesh during Bayis Sheni. We just spoke about that. There was no Nevuah from the beginning of Bayis Sheni. But what does that have to do with the second Beis HaMikdash? Where was it negeya that there was no Ruach HaKodesh during the second Beis HaMikdash? Meaning Arin, that's a Beis HaMikdash de Gezach. A Beis HaMikdash mitan Arin is andersht von a Beis HaMikdash on an Arin. Kapoiris, Kruven, that's all part of the Beis HaMikdash. Eish, that's a chelik of the Beis HaMikdash. Shechina, v'asumi mikdash, v'shachanti b'zoicha. That's the chefz of the Beis HaMikdash. Ur v'tumen, that's the Beis HaMikdash. But what does Ruach HaKodesh have to do with Beis HaMikdash? I understand there was no Ruach HaKodesh during that Kufa. So if there was no Ruach HaKodesh during that Kufa, so Mimela, there was no Ruach HaKodesh in the second Beis HaMikdash either. But why does that make it a difference, a distinguishing factor between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, the fact that there was no Ruach HaKodesh? What does Ruach HaKodesh have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? So B'Muscho Rishon, I thought, maybe, based on something that we've mentioned once in the past, the Michas HaLuzer, in a tshuva, this is in Chela Gimel, Simen Chav Hei. So he brings a Dover Nifla b'shem Darizal. That Darizal, in a Sefer Lekutei Torah, in Parashas Vayakal, says that when somebody came to bring a carbon, so the Kayan that was going to bring the carbon would look at the shterin, he would look at the forehead of the person that was bringing the carbon, and he was makir mokam shepagam. He knew the place that he was poiking. And the Kohen was able to then go ahead and be menaka the avera that this person did. And then the Rizal said, so what happens if a woman came to bring a carbon? It would be inappropriate for the Kohen Gadol to look at the woman. So the Rizal said that the woman would go to the kir, which was in the Azara, and through the mirror, the Maris HaTzoivis, which is what the kir was made of, he saw the reflection of the woman, and that's how he was able to figure out where exactly she was poiking. So maybe that's the pshat. You want to know where it's negeya that there was no Ruach HaKodesh during Bayis Sheni? It's this Arizal. It's negeya the tikkun that the Kohen is going to have al derech when someone comes to bring a carbon. If there's Ruach HaKodesh, so then the Kohen Gadol can look, or the Kohen can look exactly where the pgam happened. Like this will be able to be mislack in the pgam. If there's no Ruach HaKodesh, you're not going to be able to do it. But the truth is, this Arizal is, of course, above our pay grade. It's al derech hanista. But I think al derech hanigla, it's yosef pashit. It's the Gemara in today's daf. The Gemara said that any Kohen that didn't have Ruach HaKodesh, he wasn't able to use the Urim V'tumim. And mistamah, that's what it means. That to Ruach HaKodesh was negeya the Urim V'tumim. Befrad, according to Tosfos and the Rambam, that say there really there was an Urim V'tumim. So what does it mean there was no Urim V'tumim? They didn't use the Urim V'tumim. Why didn't they use the Urim V'tumim? Probably because there was no Ruach HaKodesh. But the point is, it seems like a Beis HaMikdash mit Ruach HaKodesh is different than a Beis HaMikdash on Ruach HaKodesh. And it has nothing to do with Shechina, because the Shechina is mentioned anyways. So there's a Beis HaMikdash tege inyan of having Ruach HaKodesh. Well, maybe the Pshat is this Arizal, but Yaisa Pasha, it's the Gemara we just learned. The Gemara says the Urim V'tumim worked with the Ruach HaKodesh. Urim V'tumim was part of the Tzura of the Beis HaMikdash. It's maybe part one of the Kalim that the Kohen Gadol used to wear. But the point is, it could be that's where it would be in the game. But just to end, the Pasuk says, in Parashas V'zayis HaBracha, Ulalevi Amar, Tumecha Ve'urecha Le'ish Chasidecha. And the Achroinim asked, because I'm Sofer Al HaTorah and others, why does it say Tumecha Ve'urecha Le'ish Chasidecha? Really, what it should have said was Urecha Ve'tumecha. It's always the Urim Ve'tumim. Why isn't the Tumim Ve'urim? Ulalevi Amar, Tumecha Ve'urecha Le'ish Chasidecha. So maybe Pshat is, the Pasuk says Le'ish Chasidecha. Who were the Urim Ve'tumim? But the Pasuk doesn't say that. It says, Tumecha v'urecha l'ish chasidecha. What does chasidus have to do with the Urim V'Tumim. But the Pshat could be, because we know that Reb Pinchas Ben Yair has a braisa that describes all the Madregas in Avodas Hashem. The Sefer Mesilas Yesharim is predicated on that braisa. Torah Mevil Dei Zehiros, Zehiros Mevil Dei Zrizos, Zrizos Mevil Dei Nekios, etc., etc. And then after you reach the highest Madrega, after that, it's Mevil Dei Ruach HaKodesh. So when a person reaches the top, the next thing is, the reward is he comes to Ruach HaKodesh. And there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, what the highest Madrega was. One man, the Amar, says, the Chasidus Gedoilo Mikulam. The highest Madrega is Chasidus. So if a person reaches the Madrega of Chasidus, that's the highest level of the levels of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, what comes after that? It comes with the Ruach HaKodesh. Because Lefiz, then maybe that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Tumecha ve'urecha, not every Kohen Gadol was able to use the Urim V'Tumim. You could wear the Urim V'Tumim. But everybody was had the Urim V'Tumim. Who had the Urim V'Tumim? It was Ish Chasidecha. A Chasid is someone that came to the Madrega where he reached the top of the mountain. When you reach the top of the mountain, Chasidus, according to that, Gerson, the Gemara, and Avodah Zarah, Chaf Amud Beis, it's Mevila de Ruach HaKodesh. So it's not everyone that had Ruach HaKodesh that was able to use and utilize the Urim V'Tumim. It's Levi Amar. Not Gan Shevet Levi, but Tumecha Ve'urecha Le'ish Chasidecha. So the emphasis in this pasuk is that it was the Baalei Ruach HaKodesh. It was the Baalei Ruach HaKodesh of Shevet Levi. They were the ones that were able to utilize the Urim V'Tumim. Now, why was it that you had to be a Baal Ruach HaKodesh to be able to use the Urim V'Tumim? The way the Ramban explained, it wasn't the Urim part of the Urim V'Tumim. It was the Tumim part of the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim part was easy. You were mechaven the Shem, and all of a sudden, all the lights went off. It's like this, you knew exactly which Oseus, they were Boltus, they were Mitztarfus, and you knew what to do. It was the Tumim part. Eli got the Urim part right. He knew which Oseus it was, but instead of reading Chera, Eli read Shekira. And that's what Chana told Eli, the way the Vilna Gaon explained. He said, I see you're not about Ruach HaKodesh, because you didn't know Tumim, because it's the Tumim Chelik that needs the Ruach HaKodesh. It's not the Urim Chelik, it's the Turim Chelik. So this Pasuk that's coming to emphasize that Levi Yomar, who's Zoichet to wear the Urim V'Tumim? Davtra ish chasidecha, someone that's a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, which chelik of the Urim V'Tumim, the way the Ramban explained, requires Ruach HaKodesh? It's the Tumim chelik. So it's a Levi Yomar, Tumecha. We emphasize Tumecha. It's Tumecha. Adavurecha Eichet. It's Urim V'Tumim. But in this pasuk, it's not the Urim V'Tumim. It's the Tumim V'Urim. Because in this pasuk, the dogush of the pasuk is that the Baalei Ruach HaKodesh and only the Baalei Ruach HaKodesh were able to wear the Urim V'Tumim. The reason that was true was not because of the Urim. It was true because of the Tumim. It was Ulelevi Amar, Tumecha first, V'Urecha Sechin V'Ish Chasidach.